for a few minutes if you wish. It's possible to play with the breath in a new way. Starting with the out-breath, feeling or imagining as you breathe out, as the out-breath happens, that the energy and the breath travel down the front of the body. Relaxing and relieving burdens from the face, chest, belly, the fronts of the legs and the inner legs. And to feel or imagine with the out-breath that the breath and energy rise up the back of the body, bringing fresh energy in to the soles of the feet and the backs and sides of the legs, the back of the body, the back of the head. Breathing out down the front and breathing in up the back, if you wish. Feeling the very natural generosity and receptivity of the organism, and inviting, welcoming the mind to join in, so that whatever's old and unnecessary and burdensome in the mind, in the heart, can just fall out with the out-breath. Letting what is fresh, uplifting, necessary to come in with the in-breath. Lifting up. Breathing out and letting fall down what is unnecessary, what is unhelpful. You can even play with letting the out-breath carry away the thought, I. the thought of separation. What is left when there's less of thinking and enough room in the heart for all that needs room? Maybe an ease of being that has caring in it. Without tension. So if we can now kind of begin to wade into that deep ease of being that cares without tension, where there just is a kind of deep lake or sea in a human being. Of warmth, that can't help but wish well. And if we could allow that warmth and caring to fill ourselves, our bodies, our minds. This body that's not quite mine, that I didn't exactly make, but can feel. This mind also that I'm not sure quite how it works, but can experience. As if we would maybe see, look down on ourselves from the top of the room, seeing our willingness, to be here, here in the room, here on the planet, here in our skin. A feeling of life welling up and wishing goodness for this person that we call I. And maybe there are words that would help connect to that. Welling up of life. With goodness towards yourself, may I be at ease. May I be joyful and at peace. May there be freedom and fulfillment. Finding your own words, if any, maybe also an image. And especially leaving room to feel, not so much emotionally, but to sense the warmth or coolness. The wave rising and filling. The wave of happiness or care, connection. Filling the space that you think you are in. The space where you find yourself, filling with that silkiness. Or butter, honey, breeze, whatever it feels like. May I be at ease and free. Or maybe just one or two words is enough. Ease. Joy. Home. Welcome. Leaving room for this wish to come and be an experience before it has words, and then to let the words help us remember and connect to that experience. If you need to, you could remember a time, a moment, an experience that you had in the past that you felt at home or connected or free or fluid or whatever. Getting back into the experience, letting that come into the cells, and then feeling for a name if there is one. Letting the memory start to fade and staying with the experience with the help of the word. Freedom, clarity, lightness, joy. getting into a nice, long, slow rhythm with it. Not hurrying. You have time and you're allowed to leave room for this deep life wish. Whether it has a name or not. Whether it has an image or not. It's not so much your personal wishes, but something bigger than that. At the same time, our personal wishes are usually trying to point to that, but often in painful ways, from a place of lack. And the deep wish isn't coming from a place of lack, it's from being full of aliveness and allowing. The movement of aliveness as caring, as clarity, as warmth, freshness, fluidity. So if my personal wish might be to be loved, we can feel where that points to. The deeper wish would be to be open, full of life, at ease, already okay. And in gentle exchange, in vivid exchange with the world, inner and outer. This reflection, what do I actually want and need, can be worthwhile to give some time today. And for now, if you just make your best guess. Of what gives the preciousness to life. What has value standing by itself for no reason. May I be at ease and free, fully participating in life. And just gently staying with it, whether gently repeating words in the mind, staying with or playing with an image or the felt sense. Of life wanting to come and be fully present in you. It can be difficult to wish ourselves well, and so for some people it's easier to imagine oneself as a child or a baby and wish yourself as that child well. May you be at ease and free, fully participating in life. Or to imagine someone whom you know loves and respects you. Imagine that person wishing you well. May you be peaceful and clear. Keeping it simple. The simplicity of this technique has been helpful for thousands of years for people like us. Connecting with the meaning of the words if you're using words. Not letting the words take over completely. Letting all the cells of the body receive this. And then how would it be to include whoever happens to be near you in the hall, starting with one person? Kind of respectfully, gently acknowledging first that the other person is in so many ways like you and in so many ways not like you. They have elbows and eyelashes and troubles, losses, gifts, joys, breath, skin, bones, and a deep wish to be happy and to be part of a flow that makes others happy. Leaving room for that person's particular kind of fragrance, shall we say. May you be at peace and free. So we're not demanding that the person first sit up straight and behave well and then receive a reward. Just as you are, may you be at peace and free. In full flow, in aliveness. Not trying too hard and not in a hurry. Sensing and or imagining that real person right there. With feet and thoughts. Warmth and willingness. So allowing this rather impersonal warmth stream from you, filling yourself and also offering to the other person, may you be at peace and free. And you could now, if you wish, add a second person or move from one person to the next, whatever is possible and feels right to you. Can one person at a time or just starting to expand? You can briefly open your eyes to check who actually is around you if you're not sure. And as you wish, if you want to now move to a third person or starting to expand, to include or embrace the whole room. Feeling very free to expand in a sphere all around you, into the ground, into the air, the walls. Or if you prefer an emphasis on the people, it's also totally fine. The traditional wording might be more like, may all beings in this hall be at peace and free, including myself. But you may find other words work better for you. May there be peace and freedom, or just peace and freedom, your own words, of course. Remembering what the words mean and what that feels like. Peace like a lake that's still and cool. Freedom that is a breeziness. Letting that touch your cells, the corners of your mind and heart, and starting to reach others, one at a time or the whole group. expanding beyond this room if you wish. There's a grass. There are trees, like people praying. There are birds. Insects, clouds, cows and streams, and more people, more trees, more grass, roads and villages, towns, mountains. May all beings in this valley be at peace and free. In full flow with light. Expanding as you wish. So if you're going one by one, if that's easier and better for you, one tree, one cow, one person driving along the country road. And if it starts to feel too abstract, coming back to what's more definite for you, more vivid. But feeling free to start expanding widely. As we expand, it may start to feel that the world is in you. City, desert, ocean, ice, heat. Peace, freedom, full flow of aliveness. Islands and currents and continents and creatures of all sizes, shapes, colors. our planet. All the darkness and stillness and explosive brightness that surrounds our planet as well. To the limits of human knowing and beyond. May there be peace and freedom in stillness and action. Separateness and togetherness. Living and dying.